This is Off the Beaten Track, a The Hobbit and Unexpected Journey fanfic, written by Sospace and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG, contains the pairing Feely Keely, with additional tags for pre-canon content, sibling incest, and snuggles. They're lost. Very extremely lost, if Feely's being honest. The last time he recognized the path they were following was at least 4 hours ago, and it's been nothing but twists, turns, and unexpected ravines ever since. Usually, that wouldn't have caused such a problem. If he was with Thorin, say, or their mother, he would have said something, would have pointed out that actually, the left-hand turning back there was probably the one we should have taken, not the right-hand one directly opposite. And if we just turn back now, we'll probably make it back to Ered Luin by nightfall. Keely, however, gets touchy about his map reading skills. Very extremely touchy. As in, stroppy glares and threatening gestures touchy. Which is why the sun is settling in for the night, casting the woods in shadow, and there stood at the heart of a narrow glen, with no clue where they are. Keely is squinting at the map, but with the light fading fast, it's becoming an increasingly pointless exercise. Feely sighs. Keely doesn't look up from the map, and says, "Don't say a word." There are quite a few words Feely would like to say, mostly involving obscenities and descriptions of wild animals eating them in the night. Instead, he finds the flint he keeps in an inside pocket and starts to build a fire, sloping thick, dry branches together and piling slim leaves and twigs around the base. Keely lurks at the edge of his vision, nose still determinedly buried in the map, but when the sun finally vanishes below the mountainous horizon, and the first few tendrils of bright orange flame are starting to lick their way through the air, he says, "Sorry." Feely glances up from the ring of rocks he's stacking around the now catching branches.
"Don't worry about it," he says. "Happens to all of us."
What he doesn't say is that, well, it's never happened to him. And that if Keely would just grow up a bit and learn to accept his brother's help, they wouldn't be in this situation. Because none of that is particularly helpful, and there's no point in piling more guilt on Keely's narrow shoulders. Plus, he never likes it when his brother is upset. It twists his heart. Keely crouches down beside him, gingerly rearranges the branches. The fire leaps higher, hot and blazing, and shadows dance around the tiny clearing.
"I didn't bring a bedroll," he says quietly. "Or food. Or any way of catching food."
In the middle of the maelstrom of "my brother's an idiot" going around Feely's head, he hasn't even thought about it.
"Me neither,"
he says with a sigh.
"I thought we'd be easily back by nightfall. Looks like it's going to be leaves and moss, then."
"Dwalin would think of it as a survival exercise," Keely observes lightly.
"Yes, well," Feely grunts. "He's got a feather mattress tonight."
Fortunately, it's not yet winter.
Unfortunately, it's hardly summer, either.
There may not be frost on the ground, but there's a pleasing bite in the air. And the reason there are so many dry leaves coasting across the forest floor is because the tree branches overhead are beginning to look distinctly bare.
It's going to get cold fast. And while they are at least dressed for the time of year, they're not exactly dressed for spending the night outside without even a thin, scratchy blanket.
"Sorry, Feely," Keely says quietly. Feely looks over to him. Keely's eyes are downcast, contrition in the twist of his lips, and he's fiddling with a slender twig between his fingers.
because his brother might be immature as hell when it comes to reading the map, but he's not so young that he can't realize when it's his fault. He never meant for this to happen, Feely knows. He just wants his big brother to be proud of him. Feely's heart softens, and he reaches out, takes Keely's hand. "We'll be fine," he says easily. "But tomorrow, I'm reading the map." Keely smiles faintly, squeezes his hand, and says, "That's probably a good idea." They crouch by the fire for a while, Keely's fingers warm and welcoming. But despite the fire, before long, Feely can feel the cold creeping into his bones, slithering through his stomach like a snake through dry leaves. And he notices that Keely's shivering, chin tucked deep into the fur collar of his coat. Concern bites through him, and Feely abruptly sits back, leaning against the thick bole of an oak, and tugs Keely with him, settling his brother between his legs, wrapping his arms around him. Keely is stiffly surprised for a moment, but then he relaxes, goes boneless in Feely's arms. Feely buries his nose in his brother's hair, lets out a long breath. Keely's hands cover his, hot as the fire that blazes half a meter away. "I thought you were angry with me," he says quietly. Feely smiles into his hair, presses a light kiss to the side of his neck. "A little," he admits. "But you make me angry most days. I'm used to it." Keely shifts, warming himself closer. "Mother'll be worried," he says. "She'll be okay," Feely replies. "We'll set off at first light, get back as soon as we can. I read Lewin should be west of here. We'll keep the sun at our backs."
"I know how to find west," Keely interrupts. "I might have got us lost, but I'm not stupid."
"Debatable," Feely quips,
and Keely digs his elbow back into his ribs.
Feely wheezes out a laugh and pinions his brother against him, palm pressed flat and heavy over his heart. He can feel Keely's heartbeat, fast and steady. And when Keely cranes his neck around, catches his lips in a glancing kiss, sunlight bursts in his heart.
"Try and get some sleep," Feely says softly, nuzzles his nose into Keely's cheek. "I'll keep watch for a while." Keely kisses him again, light as a feather, but so full of love.
"Thank you, brother," he says,
and leans his head back against Feely's shoulder.
He's a furnace, blazing heat hotter than the fire, and Feely can do nothing but soak it in and feel his heart swell.
"I love you," he thinks, but doesn't say it. They're not there yet, not ready to think about what it means for a dwarf to lose his heart, especially not to his own brother. But they're close, so close, and it's moments like this in the coolness of the night, with the moon gleaming overhead, that Feely lets himself do nothing but love his brother with everything he is. Feely rests his cheek against his brother's hair, says,
"At least it's not raining."
And of course, the rain starts to fall at that very moment, pattering lightly against the leaves on the ground, hissing in the still blazing fire, sparkling in Keely's dark hair. Keely pushes himself further against his brother, mumbles,
"You're not allowed on weather forecast duties anymore."
Feely just smiles and loses himself in his brother's warmth. The end. Reader's notes.
Guess what I got in the mail today? Dad bought me a Samsung Go mic for my birthday, and it just came in the post today, and I'm very, very excited, so of course I had to try it out. And in a slightly less exciting note, Hana Nobira had a less than exciting day today. So, well, obviously she needed a Podfic to make her feel better, and I had a microphone that needed using. So, Snuggles just sort of, you know, went hand in hand with
everything that just needed to be done this afternoon. I needed to use my microphone to make Canada Beer's day a little bit better. So, I hope you guys smiled when you listened to this too. And, yeah, tell me what you think of the new mic. Yay! It's so shiny. And so tiny, too. It's, like, only as big as my thumb. It's very exciting. Anyway, thank you for listening, and have a nice day.